Well, it's about that time again. What do you think? You ready to praise? What do you think? Y'all ready to pray? How many come here expecting something from the Lord tonight? Y'all come expecting? I mean, really expecting. I want to hear something. I want to know something. I want something to lift off of my life. That's how you should be coming to church. And if you ain't coming that way, I would really suggest you do it that way, because if you don't, you ain't getting nothing. Right? You don't go to Walmart expecting to walk out of there with nothing, or you wouldn't have drove all the way up there, right? They all come to see Nancy. If you're ever at Walmart with nothing to do and no money, go see Nancy. No, but I mean, we need to come expecting, right? I mean, it's like anything you do. You go to work, you're expecting to work. You go to play, you're expecting to play, right? Go to school. I don't know what you're expecting there anymore. I didn't go a bunch. But, no, we should be expecting some things, right? If you guys came here expecting to hear something from the Lord tonight, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. And if you didn't, you won't. What's up, man? I was going to sing one tonight, but Sonny's here. Y'all thank Sonny for that. When Sonny shows, I don't sing. Word of caution, please shut off your cell phones now. Turn them down, shut them off. If your phone rings when I'm preaching, it's $5. If you answer that phone when it rings, it's $10. You did. First of the year, baby. But listen, the good news is texting is still $2.50, all right? Baby. Let's take up an offering in honor of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's go ahead and do that. And listen, I want you all to remember something. If you're putting money in there without expecting anything back from the Lord, you're missing it. You're missing it. Because He's the one that ordained blessing. He's the one that ordained seed time and harvest. He's the one, right? So y'all be expecting to receive something from the Lord. Expect it. If you're just chunking it in there for no other better reason and you feel like you're obligated, don't bother. I don't need it. Lord can't multiply it back to you. Amen. I can't hear a word you're saying. Oh, yeah? Well, hallelujah. That'll work. Bus token, New York City subway station.
He pockets it.
She said he was supposed to come right to me. To receive a prophet's reward for that, amen? Anybody else? Opportunity to give. Going once, going twice. Ooh, here we go. All right. Who? Give me $1. I got $1.
There you go.
All right, let's get serious. Think about this. Ready? Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to sow into the kingdom, to sow into your kingdom. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your great love. Father, most of all, I thank you for the wisdom that you're about to dump on these people. Father, you say always pray for wisdom. Get wisdom. Get understanding. That's the important thing. So, Father, we thank you for that tonight. And Father, as I endeavor to break down your word to this receptive crew that you've ordained to be here tonight, I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that those that give are getting, that it's coming back to them, that it'll be recycled into their lives. Oh, and not just a little bit, but a bunch, like you said. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, all running over. So, Father, it will not surprise us a lick if they tell us not to make that car payment, because we already, their records show that we already did it. It will not. He's just so doggone good. I love you, Lord. Man, I seen my God move in financial ways that just floor me. That just floor me. And if you guys will start believing it too, it'll start to manifest in your lives as well. This money that comes in here ain't for me. I've been working here 3 years. For you. This money that goes into this ministry is for the ministry. Amen. Amen. God takes good care of me. I don't need this. This ain't for me or the wife. This is for this ministry. All right? I want you guys to understand that. You can tell it ain't for me. Look at my shoelaces. They were a gift. And I like them. But I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to give and to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Wisdom and understanding. I don't know about you guys, but when I heard the words wisdom and understanding, that sounded kind of lofty, and it was like, yeah, man, like the cloud, yeah. Right. I didn't, thank you, brother. I didn't understand a lot of that stuff, you know? And before I was saved, I'd look at the Bible and go, okay, I don't know none of that. And before I understood some things, I seen where the Bible said Holy Bible, right? And I walked far away from it. I wasn't a man of great understanding or great wisdom, but I knew that that was holy, and I wasn't, right? So I had to get away from it. Now, here's the real kicker. If you've asked Jesus into your heart, the Bible says you're good to go, baby. Your spirit is just as clean as Adam's was before he sinned in the garden, as Eve's was before they sinned in the garden. Just as clean, just as pure, just as bright. Now, that's what the Word of God says, okay? What are you hearing? Probably not a whole lot of that, huh? And listen, this is over the years, the body of Christ, especially in this country, has presented they want you to have a sin consciousness. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what that is? That's a sin. Don't do that. That's a sin. Oh, that's a sin. So pretty soon you're walking around going, and all you're thinking about is that. Okay? What I'm endeavoring to do here is I want you guys to get a righteousness conscience. Because the Word of God says that because of what Jesus did, His accomplished work on that cross, that you are, not fixing to be, but you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ? Okay. Then you are the righteousness of God. When? And forever. See, the devil will have you bound and thinking every time you make a mistake, he'll come to you. And we'll just do a little show of hands here if you're brave. But every time you mess up, you'll hear this voice in your head. You can't be a Christian. Boy, you really screwed that up. Look at you, you ugly thing. How dare you call yourself a child of God? Huh? You ever heard that? Come out of him, you lying spirit. You'll hear that once in a while, and Sonny don't hear too good. I love him. But here's the deal. I want to explain something to you guys before we get into the message tonight, but it's real simple. And this will help you out some. Okay? Because this bunch here, I like this bunch. I don't know. You guys are like different or something. I love you. I love the other bunch too, but this bunch here is a little more special. Every thought that comes to your head is not your thought. I'll say that again. Every thought that comes to your head is not your thought. Watch this. Here you are, you come to church tonight, right? We're here to listen to God, man. We're here to get some word, man. Maybe sing a song or something. We would have, but Sonny's here. But you come here to get something from God, right? And as you're sitting here in these pews, a child of God, full of God's love, a thought came to your head while you were sitting here. And it wasn't a good one. There was a thought that came to your head. Oh, look at that one. Oh, look at this. Oh, this is, it's cold in here. There's something going on in your head right now. Or maybe you looked over at somebody and went, dang, you look pretty good. Those aren't your thoughts. They're planted by an enemy. And guess what? He's in church. He's here tonight. Okay? He's a little uncomfortable. But he's going to work the crowd some tonight, amen? Yeah. But you guys got to understand that every thought that comes into your head ain't your thought. There was a very wise, great man of God, had a 60-year ministry, and he said this. He said, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. Do you understand? The thoughts will come. They're generated by your enemy. And all they're trying to do is work you into a point where you go, oh, I can't do this. I guess I'm no good. And he's going to try and beat you down and put you right back under the rock that a lot of y'all crawled out from under. Are you hearing me? Substance abuse community. The chemical will call you. Anybody here delivered from drugs and alcohol? Or anybody here in recovery? I prefer to say I'm delivered. Yeah. I'm done with that. But it'll call you. And it's like, man, I can't get that voice out of my head. You know, before I got Jesus going in my heart, man, it would call and I'd go, I'm on my way. But Jesus cut the strings off of that now, so now I have a choice. But that voice that's calling you is not the chemical, all right? They don't talk. They're chemicals, all right? Now listen, it'll do you the same way at Dairy Queen. You know, I was at a grocery store one time, and a lady said, how's it going? And I just, man, I was mad as a hornet. I looked at her, and I said, I wish them women would leave me alone. She's like, what women? She's looking around. I said, you don't hear them? She said, no, who are they? I said, Betty Crocker, Little Debbie. That Sara Lee woman, boy, they need to leave me alone. I couldn't believe she couldn't hear them because they were screaming at me. Are you hearing me? So there's thoughts planted in your head, but they're not your thoughts. So this should be some good news. This should be some breakthrough stuff for y'all. That when them thoughts come, you don't have to listen to them. You don't have to listen to them. And the Bible says to take captive every thought and imagination. We all plagued with that sometimes, huh? Yeah, like I'm sitting there and I got like $3 in my pocket. The Brinks truck pulls up. The guy gets out and he walks away. I'm like, there's an imagination. Where'd he go? I got to correct myself and go, I guess I'm guarding it. Hey, Cinder, what's up? Cinder's here. That ain't Cinder. Hi, baby. How you doing? Okay. A new dog. Well, it says preach the gospel to every creature, don't it?
Yep.
Don't go on the stage and make a mess now. So, we have to take captive every thought and imagination. Every thought and imagination. Every thought that comes against what God's trying to show us, right? You following me? Do we get bombarded from our social networks and from the television with stuff that's ungodly? Huh? We do, huh? All the time. And if you pay attention to that, it'll start pulling you the wrong way, right? So then here comes the devil right behind that. He's author of that. You know, he runs the world. Did y'all know that? Who runs the show here? Who's the prince and power of the air here on this planet? Satan. He has the legitimate lease on the planet. The legitimate lease. He got it from Adam. When Adam committed high treason against God, he pretty much turned the lease of the planet, because God gave it all to Adam, he turned the lease of the planet over to Satan. Do you remember when Satan tempted Jesus and said he took him up to a high place and said, hey, look at all these cities, all this. If you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this. Everybody said, well, that was God's to begin with. God didn't argue with him, and Jesus didn't argue with him. Why not? He has a lease. Are you understanding? It's a fallen world. Here's the good news. We were falling along with it till we asked Jesus in our hearts and got that squared away. Amen? Now, we don't have to listen to the leaseholder. We listen to the property owner. Amen? He owns it. Satan's just got the lease. So he's kind of running the show. As a matter of fact, the New Testament calls it the small g god of this world. Small g god of this world is Satan. So what I'm trying to get over to you guys is pretty much this. We got to know how he operates, Satan, so we don't fall into his tricks too good. And that's why I like this bunch here a lot, because I'm looking around. Oh, good Lord. Y'all been weathered in the battle for a while, amen? We'll all come out from underneath something. And just for a quick show of hands, how many people here were almost killed by Satan? Yeah, everybody, huh? So that's what he does. Make no question about it. Satan's only job is John 10:10. He comes, the thief, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. That's all he ever does. You can't negotiate with him. He has no concept of the word mercy, and he hates you just as much as he hates you, just as much as he hates me. Why? We were created in God's image. Are you hearing me? So it's not that you did something for him or did something against him. He just hates mankind because we are created in God's image. All right? How many of y'all figured out when you started walking with Jesus that all of a sudden everything come against you? And before you started walking with Jesus, you were kind of okay with everything coming against you. Did you ever notice that? But when you make a stand towards Jesus, it seems like it hurts. Man, what's going on here? Everything's falling apart. What's up with this? Well, you changed bosses. And the other one got mad. So he's going to put a lot of crap. Can I say crap? Sonny? We're in. Sonny's a censor. I didn't sing. He'll let crap in, all right? But he'll put a lot of that in your head, all right, and try and wear you down by saying you're no good, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. All right, here's the good news. That's a lie. Are you hearing me? That's a lie. He has no power over you except what you give him. That's it. If you allow the thoughts that he's planting in your head to get big and start running with them, you're hit. Jesus, this is cool, was tempted in every way just like we are, but he didn't sin. Here's what I want to get over to you guys tonight. Temptation ain't sin. Temptation ain't sin. You could be tempted to get in the back of that Brinks truck. If you don't get in the back of the Brinks truck, you didn't commit no sin, right? Okay? You could be tempted, but by not acting on it, you've diverted it. It's when you act on it. Quick example. How many teenagers? Not too many teenagers. Okay, we'll go with this one. Married man, unmarried woman. Finds himself waking up the next morning in a motel room with unmarried woman and says, I don't know how that happened. Okay. I'll break down the scenario. Man was where he wasn't supposed to be. Woman come by. Thought came to man's head. Boy, is she pretty. And he agreed with the thought, yeah, buddy, I think she likes you. That says the thought, and the man says, yeah, I think she does. Man goes over and starts talking to the woman. See? The thought came. He agreed with it. He went over and he started putting voice to it, and the rest is history. You see how that happens? The thoughts will come to you if you dwell on them and agree with them and start speaking them out. Won't be long. Collect call from Beaver County Jail to Pastor Bill. Over. Come in, Pastor Bill. I'm in trouble. Over. What in the world are you doing there? It just happened. I don't know how it happened. Okay. Are you hearing me? That's how it works, guys. I'm telling you. Exercise your spiritual caller ID. When the thought comes, take a look at it. Where'd that come from? Did it come from God? Is it godly in nature? Or is it wrong? Is it the enemy trying to break me down to get me to do something I ain't supposed to do? Look at it. Here's another one. Weigh it before you say it. I'll say that again. Weigh it before you say it. Think it all the way through before you just blabber it out of your mouth. Okay? You'll want to think this through before you put it out there. That'll save you a lot of grief. A lot of grief. Okay, Richard's here. We can get started. Hi, Rich. Part of my Hookstown Heroes. Father, what we put out here this morning, or this earlier, Father, let those words ring true as we go into the rest of this tonight out of the Word of God. I thank you, Father, for putting that out there today the way you did. And thank you, Father, that you're going to get over tonight what you would have me to get over to your people. I thank you, Father, that this bunch is a bunch of receivers. They're sponges out here. So let's put some word out there and fill them up tonight. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Bibles out. Break out the swords. I want to go over to 1 Corinthians. That's right after Romans. Well, it was earlier. 1 Corinthians, is it? Good. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Starting in 1. There it is. First Corinthians chapter 1. Here's what I'm breaking down to this Thursday night bunch. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's down here at the bottom. I keep looking at the top. Let me give you a quick outline of the Corinthian church, all right? They were probably the most gifted church recorded in the New Testament. And what I mean by that is they had the gifts of the Spirit flowing like crazy. They had prophets. They had healings. They had all the cool gifts of the Spirit flowing with the words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Man, I mean, God just poured out gifts on these guys like crazy. The problem was they didn't have much foundation. They had all the gifts flowing, but they didn't have foundation, all right? Their love walk was off. Their moral code was a mess, all right? They just didn't quite get it. I mean, flowing into gifts, but Paul had to go over and over with them all through this book of 1 Corinthians that they were kind of a mess. There was stuff going on in their churches and in their meetings and with the way that people were acting that were just, wow, way out there. You read this, you'll see what I'm talking about. The good part is, after he talks to him in Corinthians, the second book of Corinthians, a lot of what he talked about in 1 Corinthians got rectified. And he goes on to commend them a bunch. And he says, well, I'm glad you guys listened the first time, and now this is your result. It's getting better. Okay? You can have the gifts, but without foundation, they're not going to do much for you. All right? So, I mean, it says pray for the gifts, ask for the gifts, right? They're free gifts, right? Just ask for them, you get them, right? They give them to you. Make sure you got some foundation to go with them. There's nothing worse than a prophet that keeps going to town and getting drunk. You know? He's still got the anointing of a prophet on him, but he's got no foundation. Who's going to listen to him? Right? You understand? Okay. So keep that in mind whenever you're looking at Corinthians 1 and 2, 1 and 2 Corinthians. That's what's going on. All right, let's go here. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. This is Paul talking here. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm reading out of the Redneck Version. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Saying, I'm not real eloquent, but I can back it up with the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But in the power of God, right? If you're preaching the gospel and the Lord ain't backing it up with signs and wonders, and you're not seeing people get saved, and you're not seeing the Spirit moving and stuff ain't happening, how come? Well, let's back up here. Maybe they're preaching the wisdom of men. Maybe they're up here with a political agenda. Okay? Maybe they're up here just blowing smoke around the room. But they don't have the power of God behind them. Have you ever heard somebody stand up there and be really eloquent, and then you leave and go, wow, that was really cool, but what did he say? You ever been through a service like that? Hope it ain't never here. That'll probably only happen once. All right? That ain't how it works here. All right? We ain't pretty. We ain't pretty to look at. We back it up in demonstrations of power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We see stuff happen here. All right? Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor are the princes of this world or the rulers that are come to naught. They don't last long, right? Who's the 32nd president of the United States? Who cares? All right? I don't even know how many there were so far, but I mean, they come and they go, right? Right? Y'all remember your first job? You remember your first boss? Okay. Anybody remember mine? But they come and they go. Your best friend from sixth grade. I don't know. You know, where'd they go? People come and go. God ain't going nowhere. All right? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. He had this going on before he created the world. For whose glory? Whose? His glory. What's the word say? Our glory. God wants to dump out his wisdom on us for our glory, which in turn gives him what? All the glory. Are you seeing it? He wants you guys to rise up in the circles that you're in for his glory. Right? He said, if you'll humble yourself before men, or humble yourself before me, I'll raise you up before men. Are you seeing it? Pretty cool, huh? Which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Watch this verse, and you can circle this. They've got new pencils in the pews. Grab one and circle this in your Bible. Verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Ain't nobody ever seen it or heard it, all the good stuff God's got lined up for us. All right? Or has even entered into the heart. You know, think of your best day. Not enough. Believe for the best you can for God right now. You're far short. He's got way more than that. Are you hearing me? Way more than we can think. Okay? But the Spirit will clue you in. The Holy Spirit will clue you in. You'll start catching some of the mysteries. All right? Just like I shared with you guys a little while ago. Where are these thoughts coming from? How come I can't achieve? How come I'm always feeling like I'm getting pushed back? Because you're always thinking on the sin and not on the righteousness that God delivered to us. This is part of the wisdom, all right, that he wants to get over to you so you're not shackled or drugged back by the stuff that's been holding you back. Are you hearing me? You've been redeemed, brothers and sisters. Redeemed. You've been taken out of there. Not just a little bit, but all the way. Are you hearing me? It's like being a little pregnant. What's that, you know? It don't happen like that. You either are or you ain't. Okay, is that in here? Probably. But you either are or you ain't. All right, okay, is that simple enough? And he says you are. But the devil will have you thinking maybe not all the way yet. Maybe not all the way yet. Here's God saying, yeah, it's kind of a mystery, but I'm going to show you what it is. I want to break this down to you so you can live as victorious kings and queens on this planet and occupy this thing till I get back. I want you guys to raise and spread the kingdom of God and not be held back by a stupid little squeaking, noisy, ugly thing sitting on your shoulder whispering garbage in your ears. And that's what's holding you back. All right? It took a while for me, King of Sinners, to understand that and not get pulled back by a lot of the junk that he was putting in my ears. Oh, you're no good. You thought of that. Oh, you thought of that. You thought, shut up. And that's my word to that. And you guys got to get this attitude that when that voice comes, you just look over and say, shut up. In the name of Jesus, I ain't putting up with you. All right? I'm not putting up with you. That's pretty simple, ain't it? You ever slam a door in somebody's face like George Jefferson used to do? Huh? Pow, he was good. Archie was too. Remember Archie? Pow, slam a door in somebody's face. See, he's done. I'm going back to the chair. That's how we got to treat the devil. Here's God saying, I want to manifest all this wisdom unto you. Don't get caught up in the little silly stuff. Let's move on. Let's just keep plugging, all right? And it's like a little dog grabbing onto your ankle, dragging. You know, you ever drag a little dog like, hur, hur, he's still on there. Like, you know, he'll keep hanging on there until you finally turn around and send him going, right? Yipe, 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 he coming back, right? But this is what we got to get in our heads. Here's a lot of cool stuff that God's trying to get over to us, and this little stupid thing is dragging us down. He's tired of that. I'm tired of that. I got over it. You can too. Two words. Shut up. Right? Now you can keep saying shut up till you're blue in the face, or we can move on to step two. Answer him back with the Word of God. So you know what? The Word of God says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that's what the Word says. And let me read that to you again. Let me make this perfectly clear to you, devil, that Jesus' blood was plenty. That it was plenty. It was a one-time only deal when I entered into that covenant, that contract with Him, signed in His blood. Not nothing of my own doing, but it's His. And you want to tell me I'm not worthy? There's a little thing called grace that says I was. Unmerited favor. That means I didn't have to earn it. Now, do I have responsibilities as a Christian? Sure. You have a responsibility to stay close to the one you love. Right? The more you have a relationship with somebody, and this is somebody right here, this printed word is somebody. It's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. He is the Word of God. We can find that in the Gospel of John. If anybody wants to turn there, I can show you that real quick. Go to John chapter 1. Hold your place on there. Can you remember numbers, Nikki? Can you remember numbers? 1241. That's the page I'm on in Corinthians. I want to get back to it. Well, let's go over here with me to John chapter 1 real fast. Come on, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Come on, I'm going to show somebody something here. I'm going to set them free. Ready? John chapter 1, verse 1, John 1, 1. 1:1. In the beginning. When was that? Ain't too hard, is it? I didn't lose anybody there, did I? In the beginning. Don't look at an evolutionary scale. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing here. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That's two beginnings in two verses. All things were made by Him, verse 3. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Skip down here to 14. Slide your thumb down there to verse 14. And the Word, does yours have a capital W there? How about that? Was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten. Begotten means unique. Of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who do you reckon the Word is? Jesus. Not was, is, right? pretty much says that this is the Word of God. This is Jesus of Nazareth. He's still here. This Word is alive. If you've studied it out, you'll know it'll talk to you. Won't it? And it ain't going to be a bad thought. It'll talk right here to your heart. It'll speak right to your heart. It'll tell you, man, you're doing great. Or it'll tell you, you know what, we need to pick up your grades over here a little bit. Amen? Right? Study to show yourself approved, a workman. Right? Come on. So here's the Word of God. It's still true. It's been true all day. It was true last week. It's true this morning. It's true right now. 12:41. I remember. Come on back with me to Corinthians. Look at verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? That's the deep stuff, right? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Before you had the Holy Spirit come and dwell in your heart, before you asked Jesus into your heart, your spirit was dead. It was not alive to the things of God. How many of y'all know that after you got saved and did something stupid, that something happened inside of you and it felt weird? Huh? What is that? Before you asked Jesus into your heart and started following Him, you couldn't care less about that. But something happens inside when you're starting to go south and you should be going north. Something happened. We talked about that the other day, huh? That's God inside. That's God inside. That's a viable knowing. I had somebody call me up, not sure who it was. I got a big decision to make. I don't know which way to go. I said, well, did you pray about it and get quiet? And he said, tell me how to do that. I said, look, dude, here's all you do. You've got choice A and choice B. You pray about them and ask God, which one should I go with? And as you think about choice A, if you're getting this going on in here, stay away from it. The one you get a flat line piece about, one that you're not biting your nails over, one that just went, that's the way you go. And I said, pray about that. Just get quiet with God and ask Him and just get quiet. See what He says. It wasn't 10 minutes later the phone rang. He says, I know what I'm supposed to do. I said, great. Was it A or B? He said, no, it was C. He told me something I didn't know about. He said, you know what? I know to do that. And why didn't I think of that? I said, well, because the thoughts were beating you up and you got all strung out on some weird stuff going on in your head. But if you'll get quiet, He'll talk to you. It may not be an audible voice, but you'll know something. You'll go, dang, there it is. That was what I should do. Saved him several hundred dollars, which is always a good thing, amen, in this so-called struggling economy. I'm hooked up to this economy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My savings is my giving. That's how that works for me, buddy. Somebody said, well, nobody ever gave me a truck. I said, how many did you give away? Huh? You got to give something away before you get it back, right? Yeah. You think about stuff like that, right? Everybody wants to believe for my stuff. I'll tell you how to do it. You believe for your own stuff, amen? All right, come on. This is fun. I like this. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, that's important, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are, what? Freely given to us of God. Freely given to us of God. Let's not think about material things right now, but here's something that I prayed for years. And it wasn't until I got saved I got. And it's one word. Peace. Peace. I was tormented. I had thoughts coming at me like machine gun bullets, and ain't none of them good. It went from bad to worse real fast every morning. I just wanted some peace. And I got it when I got Jesus. Because He said, I'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. I could be going through some crazy stuff. And I do. But I got a peace about it all. All I got to do is take a step back and get quiet about it. And say, you got this, right? He goes, you know I do. I said, okay then. I'll not fret or worry about it. You got it. And you look at people when they know what you're going through with that stupid grin on your face going, yeah, whatever. They'll know you got the peace of God too. What was that? Sound like a cash register, huh? Cha-ching. Look at 13. Which things we speak, also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Spiritual things with spiritual. I just told you guys that the voices that come to your head are not always God, and for sure they're not always your voice. Sounds like you, but it ain't your thought. Amen? That's a spiritual thing. We have good spirits, God. We have bad spirits, Satan, right? And his demons. They'll talk to you too. Are you hearing me? Like right before road rage. Alright? Right before lying on the phone. They'll tell you what to say. You gotta stop, figure out where it's coming from, right? And then weigh it before you say it. Can I tell you guys something that worked for me real good? When I became a Christian, all this didn't magically appear. No. Okay? My spirit was saved, good to go with God, right? Now I can receive the things of God. My flesh had a lot of work to do. Okay? Still construction going on here. And always will be. Okay? When I told a lie, and I'm not going to say I embellished or, you know, I fudged a little. No, I lied. Call it what it is. But if I told a lie, the Holy Spirit would be all over me. The fastest way to quit doing that is immediately stop what you're doing. The person you just lied to, stop and say, you know what, I really apologize to you, but I just told a lie. There wasn't three, there was only one, and I lost. I didn't win. By you doing that immediately, it will embarrass your flesh. Your flesh will get all embarrassed because your spirit's now running your flesh. Because you know what the right thing to do is, and you just went ahead and acted on it, and you embarrassed your flesh. The next time you go to embellish a story or lie, your flesh will go, we ain't doing that. He embarrassed us the last time. No. Suddenly, the truth comes out your mouth a whole lot easier. All right? And who do you have to lie to impress anyway? You know what I mean? I'm out to impress him. You know, if I'm pleasing Jesus, it don't matter who I'm not pleasing. If I'm not pleasing Jesus, it doesn't matter who I'm trying to please. You guys got that simple truth locked up? And get this. Jesus sees us all the time. People come up to me cussing, and I look over at them, and they go, oh, sorry, Reverend. So it's okay, man. I ain't the one keeping score. He is. No matter to me, I'm just middle management. You hear me? Keep these things in mind. It's going on throughout your day, man. It'll make life a lot easier. That thought was not your thought. If you screw up, go ahead and own up to it as fast as you can and as loud and proud as you can. You ain't going to do it again. Amen? It's up to you to do it. You got to do it. I got anger issues. I work them out with my wife all the time. I'm getting tired of repenting. I'm getting tired of apologizing. Guess what? Pretty much time to get rid of some anger issues. Amen? I mean, you know, you get tired of repenting all day. My repenter's getting wore out. I think I'll just quit what I was doing so I don't have to repent about it no more. I'm not real good at math, but it works for me. What do you guys think? Pretty simple? It is simple, ain't it? Word of God is a mystery. But He gives it to us to break down to you guys so you guys can see it. It ain't hard, is it? I mean, it's kind of, we laugh about it because it seems so simple, and it is. If it's complicated, I guarantee you somebody had a hand in it to get it complicated. God didn't do it, amen? Come on, let's keep going. I'm giving you guys the whole book. But the natural man, or the guy that ain't born again, receives not, verse 14, receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for there are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Neither can he know them. He don't understand it. Y'all a bunch of goofy people standing here raising your hands, singing to the ceiling, praising a God you can't see. Amen? They think we're nuts. I think on the other side of that coin, when I was out walking through snowstorms with the little money that I was able to steal to go find a bag of dope, I'm thinking that was nuts. You know? Going in places I should not have been. Amen? Being with people, I know we're bad people, but I'm hanging out with them. That's insanity. No, standing here and praising a God that loves us so much that we can't even hardly comprehend it. And the more revelation of His love that we get just forces us to, man, you know, just back up and go, wow, you're it. You're everything. That's the love I'm talking about. That's the real deal, amen. That's what it's all about. And other people that ain't born again, they don't get it. They just look at us like we're crazy. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus. I've been the other way, and that wasn't taking me nowhere fast but death. Right? The wages of sin is death. Now I want to go this way now. It's so easy, yeah. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now you guys are waking up to some stuff, right? You're understanding some stuff. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Watch this, verse 15. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Ain't nobody can judge me for what I'm doing. They try. But it don't matter. Who's judging me? The boss, right? The boss. For who has known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? Watch this. Ready? But we have the mind of Christ. Did the book just say you had the mind of Christ?
Yep.
Did the book just say you had the mind of Christ? You have the mind of Christ. That's what the book says. You got the mind of Christ, Nancy. You guys got the mind of Christ.
What can you figure this out?
I think you can. Might take a while, but I think you can. Because the book says you got the mind of Christ. The book says you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The book says, and I love believing the book, that you can tell everybody you and Jesus is just like this. And that religious spirit and some of the junk you grew up in will tell you, oh, you can't do that. That's blasphemy. Me and Jesus are like this. He's not only the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's my brother. And the book says, whatever he's got, I got. Reckon Jesus is pretty smart? Reckon you are too? Huh? You got to think above what you... Everything you've ever learned is junk compared to this. Can you get a handle on that? Everything I ever learned, 39 years I've been walking in lies and garbage. That's a long time, man. Here's what I'm trying to tell you guys, and it's so simple. I want to get this over to the Thursday night bunch, because I love the Thursday night bunch. We're going to have to unlearn some things before we can go on and learn some more. We're going to unlearn some things. I don't know if that's a word. Wanda? Wanda Vosich? Is that a word? Unlearn. Unlearn. Is unlearn a word? Verdict's not in on that one yet. Well, we're going to have to unlearn some stuff before we can move on and learn some more. And here's what I'm going to get you to unlearn. You know, I'm always being accused of brainwashing, right? And I am. Thank you for noticing. But I got to take all the junk that you've learned up until this point in your wrong life, and I got to scrub all that junk out of your head and start filling your head with the Word of God, so that, yes, indeed, you do have the mind of Christ and not the mind of the world and not the mind of your tormented memories and not the mind of your emotional meow-meows and wah-wahs and pity parties, all right? We're going to shake all that off, and we're going to move up, all right? And we're going to keep going up. And as we continue to put faith into your hearts, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, as we continue to pour faith into your hearts and get your minds renewed to the Word of God, pretty soon, you guys ain't never going to be the same again. Pretty soon, the devil won't even be able to open his mouth in here. Oh, he's going to hear it. Oh, they're going to faith to faith. That's that shut up church. You guys, you demons notice this. Every time I go there and I go to say something, I hear, shut up. What's up with that? I can't get a word in edgewise. And that Sunday morning bunch with all that singing, oh my God, I hate that. They're praising God. The Thursday night bunch, they just come in serious, sit down, get fed, and yeah. Walk out of here like, whoa. They ain't go in there that way, man. Look at these guys. They're coming out of their contenders. Yeah, I could have been a contender. But that's how it works. That's how it works. And that was a real nutshell kind of easy pick. This is, you know, 101, Christianity 101. But it's going to lead to the book of Acts 101. All right? And the book of Acts, when you guys read that, and we have Bible study on Tuesday. We've been going over it for like months. But the book of Acts is not what church was. It's what church is. It's what it is. So if you want to know what church really looks like, get into the book of Acts and read that. They went through some stuff. And they come out like this. A little bloody, but they come out like this. That's what it is. You know that song, I Will Cling to the Old Rugged Cross? That's a wonderful song, isn't it? Can I tell you something? That's a starting point. That's not your finish point. That's just a start. And I know Christians that have been clinging to the old rugged cross for 25 years of their Christian walk, and they haven't gone very far. And they're beat down, and they're broke, and they're hurt, and they're miserable, and they're mad, and they're angry, and they can't understand why God ain't doing nothing for them. Because they're still clinging to the old rugged cross. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, that's the starting point. And then we're going to move up to Pentecost, all right? The book of Acts, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the movement of God, the stuff that's just flipping you out, the stuff that makes stuff move, the power of God. God the Father is seated in heaven. Jesus Christ is positionally seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. We still got one more. Where's he at? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And he's in each and every one of you if you're a born again believer. Watch this. The Holy Spirit, the muscle of God. That's what gets it done. All right? The Father's sitting there. Just sitting there humming love. God is love. He's just radiating love, man. Everything's cool. You just get a little warm, fuzzy feeling every time you think about it. Yeah, yeah. Say, come on, climb up my arms, man. I just want to bathe you in this love. Here's Jesus, and the devil's up there yakking at Jesus. Ah, well, he did this, he did that. And Jesus is telling him what? Shut up. That's one of mine. You just go on. Your hearsay evidence is not admissible in this court. You don't want to take it on down the line, Jack. Go find somebody else to yell about. That's one of my kids. And then here's the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of us. And that's the power. All right? Now, the power resides in each and every one of you. My job is to take what's in here, move it up here. Take what you put in here and drop it down in here. So it all flows together. You unlock some mysteries of God. And the devil is in trouble. Our mission here is to send him home, tail between his legs, crying. I want the devil to have a pity party, not us. Are you hearing me?
I ain't never going back there again, man. They beat me up something fierce.
Well, that's what church should be, not a bunch of moaning and groaning and crying and yakking. No, we're overcomers, bless God. That's what we do. We win. All right? Don't matter what you look like, smell like, where you come from, economical standing. Bible says, man, there's plenty for everybody. Come on, let's get us some. Let's move up. I'm tired of being where I'm at. I want to enter a new tax bracket. I want the anointing of God so powerful on me, if I walk into a tavern for a sandwich, I want all the sinners falling out. I want everybody in that bar crying and weeping. Oh, man, what must I do to be saved? Just go in there to get a burger. I said, well, pass me the ketchup, I'll tell you. Repent, be born again. Ask Jesus into your heart. Walking down Walmart, seeing people get up out of wheelchairs going, man, that was cool. That funny guy with the tattoos and earrings walked by me. Bless God, I feel pretty good. Well, book of Acts, baby. You can see where that happened. Shadows passing by, people getting healed. Here's a mystery for you. Unlock that. Bible says we can. We are. He's able. So are you. I want to start thinking like that, don't you? Are you happy with mediocrity? Ain't done nothing for me. Amen? I ain't got this place finished yet. My mind's going on the next one. Amen? That's just the way I'm wired. Ran to the mailbox today looking for $1 million. Nope. Ah, must be tomorrow. Leave the bills for the wife. That's the way I'm wired. My wife said, why do you always answer the phone? I said, you never know. I don't know who it is. Hello? Are you busy? No, not at all. Who is this? What do you need? What can I do for you? Don't text me. You're making everybody that rides with me very nervous. What are you doing? I said, I'm scaring the devil out of them other people, that's for sure, huh? Whoa. That was slow, huh? That was slow. How fast were we going? I don't know. The speedometer don't work. I love it. Yeah. Here we go. That fast looked like two. Brakes are good. Don't steer too good. Put on a brake. Make a right turn. Yeah. Be all right. God is with us. But get this in your hearts. Get this in your spirits. God said, I want to reveal the mysteries to you. I want you to understand who you are in Him. Who you are. It ain't what you look like. It ain't what your neighbor thinks you look like. It ain't what mom says you look like. It's what God says you are. It's who He says you are. Man, when you start getting a hold of that thing, here come that voice trying to talk you out of it. Tell it to shut up. No, I want to meditate on this. I want this thing to grow large in my life. I want to focus, meditate, marinate, hang out, rub it in, rub it on, lather up. I don't ever want to rinse it out. It's just going to get bigger. And boy, when that thing drops into your heart and you know that you know, look out. You'll be putting Jesus' enemies underneath your feet because He's the head of the church and you're the body. Feet's on the body. Let's talk about your feet. And He's coming back. And He's picking you off first. Come on. I ain't missing that ride, y'all. I've ridden some pretty fast motorcycles and some fast roller coasters, and I'm thinking, boy, that one He's got coming, jerk you clean out of your clothes. I want that ride, amen? All right, this is what we have coming. So tell your friends and neighbors, come on back. Thursday nights, some a whole different thing going on here, all right? Are you hearing me? All right, we're going to start taking communion on Thursday nights as well. I want to break down some word about the discerning the body of Christ. It's for your healing. What's it supposed to heal? Anything that's wrong. Take your pick. Whatever you got. So let me ask you this before we leave. Anybody here don't know Jesus, want to receive Him as your Lord? You want to be able to say, me and Jesus are like this. Now's your opportunity. Come on up. I'll pray for you right now. You ask Him in your heart. Simple as fishing. You say, Lord, I want this. I want this power. I want this love. I want this freedom that the fat guy's talking about up there. Come on up and get it tonight. The only thing stopping it's you. And if you got a voice saying, don't go up, tell it to shut up and come on. Are you hearing me? All right. I love you. There's still a little coffee left. Bus people, slight delay leaving because I'll be praying for some folk up here. Be patient with me. All right. And before you get on the bus, make sure you go to the bathroom. I ain't stopping. All right, I love you. God be with you. Peace be with you. Take this thing to the streets, amen.